Just Binny, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Jan Francis.
Nanny Watts had been nursemaid to all six Bone children in turn. The three croquet players, their sister Dodie, their brother Edward, and now the youngest of them all, Fifi. To Watty, as they all called her, the Bones were her family. Binny leaned her croquet mallet against a hoop, saying to Alec and Charles, "Shan't be a minute," and calling, "Coming, Watty," as she crossed the lawn. "Oh, Binny," said Nanny Watts in a choky voice. "Oh, my dearest girl." Her eyes, Binny could see once she was close enough, were brimming with tears and her lower lip trembled. "Whatever's the matter, Watty?" she asked. "Whatever has happened?" "Your mother and father," Nanny Watts began, and then could go no further. "What about mother and father?" Binny asked. Nothing bad can possibly have happened to them, she thought. They're on a luxury cruise to America on the maiden voyage of the liner Titanic, the most splendid ship ever built. Nanny Watts blew her nose and wiped her eyes and said shakily, "Better call Alec and Charles." And when the boys came over, she told them all that there had just been a telephone call from the steamship company to say that the Titanic had sunk.
"Sunk?" said Alec. "She's unsinkable. They said so."
"It seems she hit an iceberg near Newfoundland," said Nanny Watts.
"And she went down."
She blew her nose again and then went on. "There were very few survivors, the company said. More than 1,500 people lost their lives. They're telephoning all the next of kin of all the passengers."
"To say if they survived or not," said Charles.
"Yes." Binny felt a chill of horror as she thought of all those wretches in an icy sea. She took a deep breath.
"And mother and father did not?" she said. "Oh, my poor darlings," cried Nanny Watts, and now she broke down and wept noisily.
"We must tell the others," said Binny. She did not cry, for already she was bracing herself for what she now realised was to be her future role. At 17, she was the eldest of the six Bone children. Alec was 1 year younger, Charles 2. Of the other three, Dodie was 13, Edward 11, and Fifi, the afterthought her parents called her, was 5. Once these last three had been found and fetched from whatever they had been doing in the depths of the big old Victorian country house in which the family lived, Binny led the way to the two long wooden benches that flanked one end of the croquet lawn.